Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. Revive. So you already know I need you guys to do what? Spread the word, spread the message right now. We are live right now. We're reviving your airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. each and every Wednesday. Man, make sure you guys go follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_PLC. Go ahead and check out our timeline and definitely spread the word and tell everybody to go ahead and click that link in our bio right now. Make sure you guys go click that link in our bio right now, man. It's Wednesday. How y'all feeling? Y'all warm out there? Because it's cold as I don't know what in here, you hear me? It is freezing in the city of Philadelphia, man. It is freezing. I got on like 2 hoodies, 3 pairs of socks, long johns. Shout out to my mom. She blessed me. You know what I'm saying? While all y'all was getting Gucci belts for Christmas, I was getting long johns. She gave me what I asked for. She gave me a heated blanket, and she gave me some long johns. She gave me everything I needed in my life since. So definitely shout out to my mom. You already know I got Harmony the Goddess in the building with me each and every time we on the airway. Harmony, how you feeling tonight?
Woo! I'm feeling cold, but I'm feeling good. It's 2018. I'm excited. I can't even fathom. I had to do my little AKA, so I'm going to do it today. So this is Harmony, the goddess, AKA your soul food, not eye candy, AKA the walking incense, AKA this dancing Bobby, AKA she's a savage, AKA little booty's matter.
All right, you done. You feeling good, man. I'm with you on that one. Definitely, man. We winning all Wednesday, man. I already know y'all need to call in right now. We need you guys to call that emergency contact number every time we revive in your airways. 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Man, I need you guys to call and engage. You already know I need you guys to do what? Subscribe to that Revive newsletter, man. I need all you guys to go ahead and subscribe to that Revive newsletter right now. All you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com/revive and go ahead and click that subscribe button so you can sign up for that newsletter. Yo, Harmony, how's the newsletter coming for January? Did you already drop that?
I didn't drop it yet, but it is dropping very soon. You're shaking your head, but it's dropping very soon. So please subscribe to that newsletter because you definitely want to know what's coming up with Revive. There's so much in store for it, and you don't want to miss it. So definitely stay tuned.
Yes. I need that newsletter today, people. Somebody asked me about it today, like, yo, I didn't get my newsletter today, the 3rd. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait till I go on air to put Harmony on blast to know that you slipping because that newsletter did not come out yet. It's 2018. You know what I'm saying? So you got 2 more days. It's supposed to come out before the 5th of every month. So you know what? Go ahead and say you're going to put it out before the 5th. Sorry if I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so we stamping this right now. That's my stamp sound. The newsletter will be going live before the 5th of January of the 2018. So make sure you subscribe to that newsletter. And all you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com/revive, scroll all the way down, and you can subscribe to the newsletter there. And then also there's some news coming up, so you might want to stay tuned for that because there's another place where you can subscribe to that newsletter.
No doubt, man. But you know what we need to be doing? We need to get them some 411. We got to get them to 411 when it comes to this winter storm that's approaching, man. Right now, they're calling for snow, people. They even shut down schools already. They shut down some schools already. In Upper Darby, I was reading on Instagram and one of my friends posts, they already shut down the school due to the fact that their heaters in the school could not sustain. Like, isn't that crazy? Public schools, man. What's up? Where are our tax dollars going? Why our kids can't get the heat? Why our kids got to be home because we don't got no heaters? Look, all I'm saying is my child just better be warm. So they're going to stay their little butt at home. That's all.
So you want them to stay home? Like, in my opinion, I'm like, I would be mad. Like, I'm at the next PTA meeting. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, why don't we have heaters? What are you guys doing? Why you can't buy a space heater? Why you can't put them all in, like, the gym or the cafeteria? You know, break the upperclassmen up, put them in the gym, put the lowerclassmen in the calf, and you just rock out like that. You know what I'm saying? Something that could be educational. They don't necessarily have to be doing a curriculum-based style, but at the same time, they could be doing something. Like, so now I got to stay home. Now I got to find a babysitter. Now I got to do something because my job ain't be like, oh, it's cold, you gotta stay home. No, my job, like, oh, excuse me, inclement weather, who, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I still gotta go pull up. So I'm saying, like, why is it okay for the school system to just simply say, you know what, we don't have the resources, so keep your child at home? Like, that is not okay. That should never be the first option. Did you guys go through plan A through plan Z before you just say, you know what, keep them at home? At least in D.C., because I was reading also in D.C., they only did a two-hour delay to prep them, like, yo, okay, let's get the teachers, get the janitors, let's make sure the building is warm before they get here. You know what I'm saying? That's better than just saying, yo, we're closed for Thursday and Friday. Well, it's the new year. Like, these kids been out of school since, what, 2-3 weeks ago, you know what I'm saying?
Just early December, but, I mean, I see what you're saying, POC, but also I'm just like, if the kids are not going to be able to be productive because of the weather condition and the school don't have those type of resources or that budget to even take care of that, then they got to do what they got to do. Stay home.
Which I'm not with you on that one at all. I'm not with you on that one. I was with you till you said stay home. I was with you when you said they got to do what they got to do. But so you said stay home. I'm like, man, no, I'm not with that, man. And I'm not even trying to be that evil parent. Like, yo, you got to go. I'm not even a parent. But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be that speaking into existence whenever it comes for me. I don't want to be that parent like, no, you going to school, you know, through hell and hot water. No, I'm saying it has to be another a way. It has to be another way other than you just telling me my child has to stay at home. Because I know you guys could get a space heater. I know if it's 100 to 200 kids in one room, they heat it. You hear me? So you're not about to sit here and tell me it's nothing that y'all could have done besides close school for the next 2 days. And what are you guys going to do for the next 2 days to prepare for next week and the week after that? Because winter is, you know what I'm saying, how long? So what are you going to do? Because this winter is cold. But yes, yeah, so they told you what to expect too. They said it's going to be heavy snow blowing, so please expect that. Also expect tree branches could be falling, and also accumulation up to 5 to 7 inches of snow. So that's crazy. And this is in the southeast Pennsylvania area as well as in the southern New Jersey area. So I'm speaking to everybody in the Philly, the tri-state area right now. Also, they're calling for snow. The time frame will be from 9 p.m. tonight to about 7 p.m. Thursday. And then additional information, they're calling for about 45 miles per hour winds. Like, I need everything. You talking about 45 miles per hour, yo. I get cold. When I get cold, it's a wrap. It's no more me. I'm like, yo, leave me alone. I got to prepare myself.
Yo, that's the same. Like, if my ears get cold, oh, it's over. I got to add to attitude. How you say attitude? I'm trying to break it up. But I have an attitude. So definitely bundle up. Stay warm, you guys, and be safe out there because it's going to get real. It's going to get, but I wonder, because you know how, like, when we was in school, when we were younger, and you know, you miss certain days because of the weather, now your summer is shortened, so they're still going to have to make up them days, at the end of the year, right?
Of course they're going to have to make up them days. I will be pissed off if they don't make up them days. Of course they're going to have to make up them days, but that's not the, you know what I'm saying, that's, I don't think that should be the solution. Okay, they're not going to go to school now. They're just going to go to school longer in June or July. I don't think necessarily that should be the solution. I think that plan A through Z should have been, you know, executed first. And if plan A through Z fell through, then yes, you know what I'm saying? We can say, you know what, keep them home. Or we can simply just do a two-hour delay, a half a day of school, anything of that nature. But simply just telling students on a Wednesday they don't got to come back till a Monday. Like, they think it's Christmas all over again. You know what I'm saying? Like, Santa's about to come back to town. So, definitely, man, I just want to make sure you guys stay warm. Stay warm. They're saying to stay in the house. Do not go outside. Even if your kids want to go outside to play in the snow, they are warning you guys to keep your kids in the house. Frostbites and all. You hear me? My advice is to please wear a hat, scarf, all that. It don't have to match. Just put it on. You know, one scarf can be red. I mean, one glove can be red. That one can be blue. It don't matter. Just put them gloves on and make sure you wear the hat, even if it's an ugly hat. Remember when you was a little, right, and you was walking out the house, and your mother was like, put a hat on. You'd be like, Mom, I don't got no hat. Because I'm trying to be cute, right? Girl, I done went outside the ugliest hat of the ugliest hats today. Shout out to Nosh, but I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout out to Russell Brand. I got my Run Towards Your Fizz hat on. I've been rocking that for the last couple days. But yes, definitely, man. Make sure you guys are bundled up. Harmony, what you got for him? You got a little tip for him?
Look, layers. Layers matter. That's all I'm gonna say.
Long johns matter. Whoever made long johns is the smartest person ever, man. Long johns matter. Yo, I seen a Instagram post, which actually was the funniest thing ever, bruh. They said somebody could just rob me with a bucket of water. I was dying. Picture how cold it is, and somebody walk up to you with a bucket of water playing, about to throw that water on you. That's not funny at all.
That's not funny at all, because that would be super mad, and you just might go into a shock or something. Like, my life is in your hands now. It's a lot going on.
Turn into a smooth popsicle, just straight popsicle, like smooth popsicle. So yeah, nah, that's just not happening. So definitely make sure you guys stay warm, man. Try to stay as warm as possible if you are in the Philadelphia area, especially if you're in the DMV area, man, because they're calling for it really bad down there. So make sure you guys stay warm. Yo, today in my, you know, one thing that I do want to say before I go to the next topic, I learned how to survive, though. You know what I mean? Like, trying to be an entrepreneur, trying to be, you know, everything I'm trying to do, follow my dreams and everything like that. Like, I don't have the necessities that everyone else will have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't turn my heat on every day. Back in the day, like, maybe like a year ago, 2 years ago, my car didn't even have heat. I rode around in the same hoopty for about 3 years with no heat. Every winter, up Pennsylvania, cold. Everybody talking about turning heat on. I'm like, you got some gas money? Knowing damn well that heat was never coming on. I used to finesse, bruh. I'm trying to tell you guys. So, like, you have to learn how to survive. Like, you definitely have to learn how to survive in every kind of weather, every kind of storm, because you never know. You know what I'm saying? That man up number 45 that's up in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now, you never know. So you have to be able to survive in every storm, every weather, man. Definitely. And I definitely want to jump into this because I'm feeling some type of way.
Me too. But get into the story.
So Coachella dropped their 2018 lineup today, man. Coachella dropped their 2018 lineup. And why I'm salty is because I had the opportunity to go to Coachella in 2017. And when I tell you 2017 was my year, 2017 was my year. So I'm not mad that I went in 2017. But I'm mad because the lineup in 2018, though. And then Beyonce, she a hater, bro. Why she got, she's, and literally it says Beyonce came back to make up for her missing it because of her twins last year. Why didn't we get no money back for that? Like, why didn't we get tipped off for that? Like, it was nothing to repay us. They gonna give us Lady Gaga for real, man. So shout out to this lineup, this 2018 lineup. I'm not even shouting out Coachella. I'm just shouting out the 2018 lineup. It is going to be massive. If you are going to be in the building, you are going to be living, like the definition of living. You're gonna have some good music, some dope vibes, some positive energy. So this will be the 19th year of Coachella. This will be the 19th Coachella Festival, which will take place April 13th through the 15th, and the second weekend will be April 20th through April 22nd in Indigo, California, man. So this is something that's really big. Every time Coachella comes, that city just gets shut down. Like, and when I tell you, that is like the most beautiful place I have ever been to, like with the palm trees and the desert, the moon, the stars, just, you know what I mean? It just feel like nature when you're out there because you're literally in the middle of nowhere. You can see the mountaintops. Like, you can see so much when you're out there in that Coachella field. So yes, man. And also one thing about the 19th about Coachella too is that this will be the first year without a rock band. This will be the first year without a rock band. So everybody who will be headlining this year would be a hip hop artist. So definitely give it up to everyone in hip hop. Before I go ahead and drop that information, we do have to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, I want to drop who the hip hop artists are going to be headlining Coachella this year. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Once again, it's Meet Your Girl POC. We're winning each and every Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening /Revive. So I need you guys to go ahead and call me right now, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl POC.
Across America, people dream of home ownership. Your race, national origin, color of your skin should not affect your dream of owning a home. All too often, lenders target minorities and minority communities with bad loan products, destroying dreams and ruining lives. Lending discrimination is unlawful. If you believe a lender has targeted you with a bad loan, call HUD at 1-800-669-9777 or go to HUD's website, hud.gov/fairhousing. HUD. One call, many answers.
Back
live right now on timeforanawakening.com /revive. Once again, we are back live on timeforanawakening.com /revive. Man, I need you guys to go ahead and spread that word, spread that message. You can also click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Once again, click that link in my bio at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at revive_POC, man. Make sure you guys are tuning in each and every Wednesday. We're going live from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You also can catch us each and every Sunday here on Time for an Awakening from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with that good Sunday morning talk radio, man. Make sure you guys tune in. We just had our New Year's Eve show, which was incredible. We did an entire recap of 2017 with some really, really dope guests. We had the Media Prince. We had his Entertainment Only. We had Anya LaShelle come on to the Revive platform and just continue to just bless us with their this energy and personality. So it was just super dope, man. Shout out to all three of them. Wish them many blessings in 2018. I already know they got it. Already, Anya about to be working for ABC6, man. I already know they got it. Definitely. But we were talking about Coachella before we went on this break. But before we get a little bit back into Coachella, I definitely want to give a shout out to our guest tonight. Our first guest coming up is going to be Flockaland, man. She's a clothing brand. She has a clothing brand and she also does event planning. And we're also around 9 o'clock on the second half of the show. We have La Speaks Value, man. You definitely don't want to miss her, man. She got some balls. You talking about all these whack rappers out here? You know, remember that artist showcase we tried to put on Monday? Those whack rappers we talk about? Make sure you guys tune in tonight on Revive, second half of the show. She gonna come bless these airways, man. You never know what you're gonna hear on Revive, man. Make sure you guys tune in. Yo, Harmony, they got The Weeknd. They got The Weeknd. So Friday, right? So Friday, because it's two dates, but on each day, it's a weekend. So it's Friday on the weekend, right? So it's on a Friday through a Sunday. So they're going to have on that Friday, the headliner is The Weeknd. They're going to have SZA. They're going to have Vince Staples. And that's about it. Oh, no, and Daniel Caesar. Your finger's big. How can I read? And Daniel Caesar, man. That is my guy, man. If you don't know who Daniel Caesar is right now, make sure you guys tap into some new music, some new artists, man, definitely. So I'm really, like, if I was going, my favorite one is definitely right now Daniel Caesar's. I'm going for Daniel Caesar's for Friday night. Friday night, if I had to make it out there in Cali, I'm going to Daniel Caesar's on Friday. And then on Saturday, of course, the one and only Beyonce will be headline. I know for a fact she's going to bring out Destiny Child. Like, I know for a fact she's going to bring out that. It's impossible. It was too many leaks that Beyonce was coming out. Then you had Michelle, you had Kelly, you had Latavia, Latoya. All of them was dropping leaks. So, no. They definitely, Beyonce coming with Destiny Child. You got Tyler, the Creator. You got Post Malone. You got, this is Saturday night. And that's about it. Yo, they got a first aid kit. That's somebody's band name or something. First aid kit. People be just saying anything. And people try to say, I be saying anything with POC. No, I believe with my POC. This first aid kit, I got to just hear it from their mouth. They might believe it too. I ain't going to throw no shade. But I want to see how they repairing the people. You know what I'm saying? How they putting the people back together.
But also, that's not all the artists that are performing at Coachella. It's so many more artists. She's just naming, you know, some of the big ones right now. So just don't if you have not went to Coachella, it's ample enough artists there. It is a dope environment.
What? If you go to Coachella, you're going to be sleep standing up because you're going to be doing so much, moving around. So it's just so much to be doing. Like she was saying, there's so much to do. And then on Sunday is the night. Sunday is the night, man. Sunday is the night. I'm trying to tell you guys, if you are going to Coachella, if you about to buy some tickets off somebody, purchase that Sunday ticket. Purchase that Sunday ticket. Because on Sunday, they're going to have Eminem as the headliner. And then after that, they're going to have Cardi B, Miguel, Migo. And you cannot forget about Odessa, man. You cannot forget about Odessa. That's one of my favorite groups. So Odessa's coming too. You got Jadena. You got Black. You got French Montana. Like, you got DJ Loaf. Like, it's so many different people on that Sunday show. They did Sunday right because that's the Lord's day. They was going to bless the people on that day. You hear me? They did Sunday right. So shout out to everybody who's on that Sunday lineup because everybody's going to be in building on that night. Because you got Eminem, the one and only Eminem who's going to finish that Coachella 18. Oh, it's going to get epic. You already know what he did on the BET Hip Hop Awards. Like, it's going to get epic.
Just shout out to that whole weekend. It's just a dope lineup. A dope lineup, definitely.
Watch your mouth, man. I don't got time to be paying fines and stuff.
Oh, you so much, man. Yes, 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 man. But yes, definitely shout out to Coachella. If you about to go to Coachella, make sure you guys, when you go out there, tag me in your pictures. I want to know how much fun you're having, because I know for a fact when I went to Coachella, I had a blast. I had a blast. I had a blast. But we are about to go into our first interview here on Revive, man. Yo, Harmony, who we got coming up on the Revive platform? I'm excited to be speaking with this young lady, man. She's doing big things. She's doing a lot of big things out there in the A. Yo, who we about to be talking with?
Yes, we have this dope guest. She is the founder of Stay Positive Incorporated clothing brand. Also, check out her events page, What to Do, Flocka. And we have Flocka Land on Revive. Welcome to the platform. It's so great to have you.
Hey, Flocka, how you feeling? How you feeling, Flocka?
It's an honor. How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm great.
How's
man.
Everybody over there in Philly?
Hey, cold. You
know,
Flocka.
We cold. I know. Look, I just came back from Jersey. I was in Philly for a weekend a few weeks ago, and I got bronchitis out there. Like,
yeah,
I couldn't deal. It was
away.
Too cold.
Stay away.
I came back from there to Jersey. And then I was like, nope, I got bronchitis. I got sick as soon as I came back to Jersey, because I feel like it was colder in Philly than Jersey.
It's freezing out here, man. Don't come back into like the Roots picnic or something like that.
I'm not.
So you originally from Jersey, though, right?
I'm originally from Jersey.
Awesome. So go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself so they know exactly who they're speaking with.
Like I said, well, my real name is Tyler. I'm originally from Jersey. I have a brand. It's called Stay Positive. My anniversary is coming up. I have no kids, but Stay Positive is basically like my son. So my anniversary is coming up next week on the 11th. So I've been doing my brand for 5 years. And like you guys mentioned, I have an events page. I tell people what's going on in the city. People who are just here locally or people who come through to Atlanta and they just want to know what to do. Because people always ask me, like, what's the move? And I actually made that page out of anger. Like, I was like, I hate it when people ask me what the move was. Like, I would just get a random text. I could be chilling that night, and then everybody, like, 10, 15 text messages, no lie, within a few hours. Like, what's the move? I'm like, oh, my gosh, please. So I don't get any of those text messages anymore because everybody knows I'll direct them right to the events page.
And that's crazy that you said it. That means you the plug. Like, don't push that away, man. If you the spot, let them plug them in, man, for real.
I use my plug ways for other things. But it's just like with the move, like, it's just like, I just want to do it professionally now. It's like, look, guys, I have something. It's like a gift. Even though I was annoyed making it, it's a gift.
I'm with you.
It's a gift
that.
To you guys.
I'm with you. And that means that's really big, though, for real. You coming from up north and going down south and making a household name for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's big. I'm happy that you're
doing
that. And the crazy part about it is that's that entrepreneurship, you know, passion that you have to have to create something that's pain and turn it into a positive and a business out of it all at the same time. So you actually threw yourself the oop, for real, by allowing them to piss you off.
Yeah.
You threw yourself the oop for that one, definitely.
I didn't realize it, but, yeah, it just takes a lot. People don't realize. I guess what people see on Instagram, they see the glitz and the glamour of owning your own business, but it really takes hard work and dedication. Like, it doesn't happen overnight, and no one's giving me anything. No one's passing me the torch. No one's passing me a silver plate. Like, no one's telling me over my mouth, and they have, like, you know, luxurious food in my mouth. Like, it really takes hard work and dedication
and
consistency.
The best part about it is that, you know what I'm saying, you're not just in one city. So people can, you know what I'm saying, find you in multiple places because you're actually working out of New York too, right?
I do some work here and there in New York and in Jersey. I was going to have a pop-up shop in Jersey, but I'm just going to wait on it for a little while. But, yeah, I do have connects in New York. We have something cooking. That's all I got to say.
Hey, 2018.
We have something going.
And when it comes to the Stay Positive, man, I just love the name. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of the Stay Positive and how you actually wrap that up. Like,
Thank you. The
image of it all, right? So actually, how did you come up with the actual image and the whole Stay Positive movement?
Well, what many people don't know of me, or if they haven't, I used to be a nurse aide. Like, science is one of my favorite subjects. And the thing about science, especially chemistry, in the atom, in the nucleus is protons, positive protons, and they mix and mingle with the neutrons. But the thing is, on the outskirts of the nucleus or whatever are electrons. But the protons don't the protons, which is positive energy, they don't interfere with the negative energy, which is electrons. So that's how I got the plus sign with the parentheses on the, on, you know, the parentheses is the plus sign. So I was like, oh, stay positive. And on the back end of things too, it's just like a lot of things happen in my life, but it's just the one thing that, you know, no one could take away from me is positivity. So that's what I want people to live by. And I remember when I made my, I tweeted, I was like, I'm going to make my own hat brand because I wanted, but it didn't really work out and I didn't really take it seriously. So I downloaded this app that lets me put, like, you know, printed words on an image. Mm-hmm. So I got a little beanie and I put Stay Positive on it. And when I tell you, I didn't know anything about starting my own business. Like, I looked up how to start my own business, clothing business, and I got in contact with Big Cartel and PayPal. So I set those up, and what did I do? I posted on Instagram, like, coming soon. And my first week, I got $500 in orders. So I'm just like, what am I supposed to do with these $500? You know what I'm saying? So it was just, to make a long story short, it was a long process, but I finally got it. And but that's how I came up with it.
Awesome. And yeah. First off, I want to say you just dropped endless gems, and I hope everyone was out there taking notes. You I hope y'all was taking notes. Got your dictionary.
You
know,
Google.
Too,
you know when saying? I tell you Google's your best, Google has to be your best friend. I didn't know what I was doing.
I'm with you, but the best part about it is like you still kept going. You know, some people stop. Some people quit when it gets too rough.
Yeah.
Some people quit when they don't know exactly what they're doing, if they don't have, you know, someone to tell them how to actually get it done. But you kept going. And what's what's one thing, and before I even ask you that question, when did you actually start your brand? Like, how long ago was it?
5 years ago. Next week will be 5 years.
Oh, and what are you doing to celebrate the anniversary?
I have something coming up. I can't talk about it because I don't want to spoil anything because Atlanta doesn't know yet. So what is coming up? It's going to be, it might not be this month because of like how big I want it to be and picture it, but it's coming up within the next couple of months.
Dope.
So like it's a 5 years. Like that's, I feel like that's basically like the start of a business, like an establishment. Basically,
it is.
So it's just like I have to do it big. Like usually, like, you know, I have my little pop up pizza parties or like, you know, something, just, you know, whatever. But this time, like, I want to do it big. Like,
I'm with you on that. And you're doing it next week, so you're doing it in January?
No, like the like how big it is, like I really want it to it's just gonna be really big, so I just need more time.
I'm with you on that one.
So it might not be in January. Yeah,
I'm with you on that one, man. Make sure you plan that one through because this is a big one for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody rush.
Yes,
you. Don't rush yourself.
I'm not. That's the thing. Like, I just like I'm so done with rushing. I'm so done. I don't want to rush anything. Like life in general. Like I feel like it's just like people act like you don't have time. You have time. Like don't. I like for people out there listening. Don't think that you don't have time. Like, don't even look on, like, if you look at Instagram, you can get anxiety these days because it's like everybody's doing everything, like, you know, their time is no. You know what I'm saying? Just like everything takes time. So that's what I'm telling myself. 2018, I'm taking my time, and my time is when it's supposed to happen.
With you on that one. You claim that one, man. Claim that crown. Keep
I did the right low key.
And then when it comes to, like, since we were talking about, you know, your 5 years you've been in the game, what was your toughest year, you would say? Was it the first one, the third? What was the toughest year for you?
Honestly, I think about a year and a half ago, like, like 2016, the summer 2016 to like summer 2017. And there was one point where I wasn't doing anything with the brand for a minute and nobody knew. Like I wasn't doing anything for a minute because I've been doing this on my own. I don't have a team at all. So it's just like, when you're going through something or suffering or something's going on with you as a a business owner, it's like your business suffers. So it was just a lot of like frustration, not having a team, trying to get ideas together. And like I told you, like trying to rush things, like I had to you know, just go back in a steady pace of certain things. Definitely. Because it was just bad. Because
sometimes you have to go back and revamp. You know, sometimes you have to go back and revisit things that you necessarily did not want to do the first time. But, you know, this time you're going to execute over all the excuses, you know. So I'm with you on that one, man. You're dropping some gems tonight, man. When it comes when it came to, like, your Stay Positive pop-up pizza parties, what brought that idea? Because, you know, that's something that was big for you. You know what I'm saying? So what made you come up with those ideas?
It was so much trying to, like, connect. It's people in Atlanta. Like, I have shirts that says Atlanta Sports Atlanta, and when I tell you that's so factual, it was the owner, Bob, of the Edgewood Pizza. If you guys ever come to Atlanta, put it out there, it's the best pizza in Atlanta. Anyway, he kept telling me, he was like, yo, let's do something. So, like, I was just like, you know, I don't know what to do with him, because he's saying I can use his venue. Like, I can use the restaurant, but I just don't know what to do with it. Like, I don't want to just have a regular party. So I'm just like, okay, like, what am I going to do with it? So I was thinking, like, okay, let me talk to him again, and we can just form a partnership. So I was like, look, like, if you let me set up shop here, I can bring you customers. I can bring you people. And I'm not even going to lie, the first few months was kind of rocky. Like, it was about probably, like, 10 people, 15 people showing up because, like, it was a little rocky. But, like, not recently, but I've been doing it for 2 years now. So, like, for about a full solid year, like we've been doing very well when it comes to his business and me setting up shop. So he's very happy about that. So I've been sending a lot of people, a lot of business his way. So it's just like a partnership. So it's really fun. I have a DJ, a live DJ, Weirdo Fitz. He does it the months that I have it. And I have performers, some local favorites or some people that I like personally. Like, I'll post and be like, I'm having a pop-up shop, and does anybody want to perform? And each comment, I have a lot of comments. I'll look in their bio and I'll listen to their music to see if it fits or if I like it. And, like, I just want people to just have a certain platform. It's not even all about followers or anything. It's just like, if you're talented, you're talented. So let's get it. Let's go in this pop-up shop and let's do it. And people just come and enjoy themselves and drink and buy a lot of pizza. And just, yeah,
that's
just
what's up. So
all about pizza and positivity.
You pretty much have your own, like, not your own venue, but you have a spot, like a venue for whenever you want to, you know, something creative just pops in your head, you can make that move to that venue?
I have a few spots.
That's called building, right? That's a network.
Yeah, I have a few
making
spots.
Net worth,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And what was one event that you have thrown, you know, in the 5 years and that will not leave your mind? Like, you like, yo, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm doing it. What is that one event that you would never forget?
I have to say, honestly, let's see, because there's a lot of them. Can I name two? Am I allowed to name two?
Yes, please do.
I just said, okay.
We're trying to get to know you, man. We're trying to figure out how you got to where you are right now.
Okay, so the first one, I did an all-female concert series. And I did it about 2 years ago. And it was so good. It was so many people who came out. Like, I felt the love and support. And some people from A&R from different record labels. Rico Love was there, and some people from Love and Hip Hop was there because they heard this one guy, like, I'm not going to say his name, but he was from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and he was like, I heard you know about the talent, so I have my own label coming up, and I want to see some of your talent. I'm like, well, it's not my talent. I just put these girls together, and, like, he didn't even ask for, to get in free. Like, he paid for everybody that was with him, his whole posse, and, like, that was just really a good night. I have to say the A3C events that they partner with me at the pizza spots, like,
really?
Especially this one a few months ago in October, it was really, really good.
I'm jealous.
Like, when I tell you, it was over 500 people. Like, they couldn't fit inside the pizza pizza's box. Like, they couldn't, they couldn't fit.
I'm jealous, Flocka Land, man. You know how bad I was trying to get to AC3, man. I was trying to get to AC3 since July, knowing it was in October.
Oh, my God. Yes. You should have been.
Oh, my. Can you tell people? Because some people don't even know what AC3 is. You know, some people live in an Instagram world that they don't even see.
Well, it is a music festival. And it's kind of like South by Southwest, excuse me. If you guys don't know what that is, it's just basically a big music festival, and it's also a conference. So during the day, they had conferences with people who are very noted and talented in what they do when it comes to even like music business, music management, to bloggers, to people who A&Rs, PRs. Like, yes, you can have a one-on-one discussion with them. So that's what I like about A3C. Like, they have a conference, and then, like, around 5-ish, they have the music festival, and they have, like, noted people. Their main headline last year of October was Nas and, like, other, like, old-school, like, New York, like, rappers. But, yeah, it's really good. Like, for the next time, like, anybody listening who's never been to Atlanta for A3C, just go look up A3C.com and get your tickets very early, because I'm telling you, those conferences, they were really good. They were really good. Very, like, they dropped a lot of knowledge. Like, bring your notebook and then get lit during the festival. So it's really fun.
And some people don't even understand, like, you know, because some people just want to invest in concerts, but not understanding that you can invest into yourself in a concert.
Oh, my gosh. People don't understand. You're right.
That's why I'm jealous that you had the opportunity of going. But, like, yeah, so it's like, it's so much knowledge. You're able to talk to people who are in the rooms that you're trying to get into. You're able to, you know, talk to people at the tables you're trying to sit down, you know, when it comes to signing contracts,
yes,
when it comes to being an indie artist, when it comes to, you know, being PR, media, whatever it may be. People are literally there to just spit out knowledge to you. So some people think about it like, yo, I'm only going to go around 5. I don't got time to be listening to the panel discussion. You know what I mean? I don't got time.
Yeah, and they don't get up at 11 a.m. because those conferences start at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't understand that there's so many different, you know, events and festivals that go out here where you can still have a great time and party, but you can still get that knowledge and education if you're really trying to follow your dreams. You know what I mean? Even like ComplexCon on the West Side, that Pharrell throws every year with Complex. Like, that is something that is amazing when it teaches you nothing but the inside of the music industry. So definitely, man.
Yeah.
When did you do when you were at AC3? I know you said that you were doing your pizza, so you said you had like a vendor. You were a vendor?
No, I had my own party with them. So they came to me because first I came to them. Like, I've been trying to do something with them for a very long time. And I basically, like, had to show myself. 2016, I was like, look, like, I can show you guys that, like, this event will be very big, and it will be so big that you guys going to want me back for next year. And that's exactly what happened. They reached out to me, was like, yo, your event was a success last year. You know, can we do one for 2017? And I was like, of course. So I got my people ready, my artists ready in advance, like everything, you know, and it just all went out well. So it was more like a partnership with them. So I didn't have anything else with them, but it was like, it was a partnership. Like, I basically kicked off A3C with them.
That's super dope, man. That's super dope. If you don't mind me asking, are you over 25 or under 25?
Oh, I'm 26.
26, you doing the thing, man. Keep working, man. This the millennial generation, I'm trying to tell you. They be slack. They think,
yo, they don't want to work.
Not at all. They just want to scroll like on the timeline, like you were just saying, man. They don't understand. But at the same time, we are literally that generation that's about to take over, that's about to, you know, be the next teachers, the next lawyers, the next doctors. So we have to start somewhere. And what you're doing is definitely a great way to start. You know, you're jumping out there, creating your own brand off of a thought. You know what I'm saying? Off of something that you love, which was science, turned into a whole nother world for you. You know what I mean? That's super, 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 super dope. And also, so, like, I see, as I'm looking down your Instagram, I'm sure everyone, as they're scrolling down your Instagram, right, they can see that you are, you know, you're standing next to some big names. Like, how do you keep your toes grounded, you know what I mean, standing next to all these big names?
Oh, man. Honestly, but people
like
don't, huh? Okay, go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was listening to you.
What people don't realize that, so many people I've been knowing for a very long time, or just enough time to be, like, you know, cool with them. But then there's some people that never met me. So I'll just explain the first part. Being in Atlanta, it's just, I feel like it's just celebrity stomping ground. Usher in aisle 5 of Walmart or something, like, you know, like, it's just, that's, this is their home. Okay. And it's just some of my friends who I've been knowing for years, or even middle school or high school, some of them are their managers. Some of them are their family members, and they look out for me. They're like, yo, I know someone, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, I got to know them. Or it's just people who are just in Atlanta, and it's just like we always had a good vibe. And Atlanta, you can get famous overnight. 24 hours, you can be famous. So it's just like you never know who's going to pop. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like that's how Atlanta is. Let's see. I guess the recent one was with SZA. I've been knowing her for almost 5 years now. So I've been knowing TDE for a good while. And they've always supported me. I've always supported SZA since day one, since the day I've met her. Like, I've supported her. Like, even when it was, like, 100 people at her shows in Atlanta, and it was only, like, 5 of us backstage. Like, I was always rooting for her. So I'm just very proud of her. And then there's other celebrities that I literally had to finesse to get a hold of them. Like,
be like that,
people don't understand.
Trust me, I
when I tell you the finesse is real, you have to believe in your finesse. You really have
you
to believe
have
in your
to
finesse.
Because
when I tell you,
finesse.
For example, Dave East, no, not even an example, like anybody, you really have to become prepared too. You have to look through these people's Instagrams. You have to know who these people really are through Instagram, or try to know who these people are through Instagram. Look up who they're tagging, their friends. Try to look. This I'm dropping gems right now, so I hope everybody who's listening is taking notes.
Please do.
What you need to do is when you approach someone, anyone, you can have a product, or you just have something to say, or you just need to talk to a celebrity. You need to know who these people are. You need to know who their managers are. You need to get cool with the bodyguards, like all their friends. So, for example, with Davies or even Cardi B, like I talked to the managers first. I had my hats already ready on picture, and I was like, hi, my name is Flocka. I have a brand called Stay Positive. It's all about living life, staying positive, not letting negativity get away and follow your dreams. I show them the hat, and they're like, oh, okay, cool. That's what they usually say. And I just say, I really appreciate your artists and their positivity, blah, 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 blah. Is it okay if I can personally give them my product? Now, literally 90% of the time, they'll say yes because of how you deliver. So it's always based on how you deliver and also how you talk to that person, because celebrities, they're so used to people like just saying, oh, this, oh, that. Like Dave East, I know he's used to girls saying, oh, you're just so fine, you're so fine. But when I told Dave East that, like, I listened to his album and Dirty Little Secret is my favorite song off that album, when I tell you that man smiled so hard, like he smiled so hard and he was so happy that I knew about his album, just not his face. So you just really have to be personable with these people and be professional and not come off as a jump off or just somebody trying to get ahead or opportunist. Like, you really just want to connect with these people. And also, people need to keep up with their connections. If you don't keep up with your connections, okay, I just want to do this for the picture. I just want to do this for myself. Like, you need to keep up with these people and form that bond so you can have your connections and have that professionalism that you want and that you need for your business to thrive.
I'm with you on that one, man. I love the second part that you said. It's like, you know what I mean? Okay, you got it. You know what I'm saying? You got your foot in the door. You got the picture. You dropped off your merchandise, right? But now you're walking mm-hmm. away. They're walking away. How are you going to make that, you know, how are you going to make that residual for you? You know what I mean? How are you going to bring that back? How are you going to keep that coming back to you? So I like what you said about you got to keep that connection going. You know what I mean? You have to, one thing that I live by is that you have to make your network your net worth. So by you saying
exactly.
that's a definitely another finessing way to say it. Keep your connections. When you connect,
yes.
Keep it connected, definitely. What was one of the times where you did all the everything you just said, you did everything right, but it still did not work out for you? How did you get through that?
Yeah, there's been plenty of times like that. It's just like you just gotta keep your head up. Like sometimes you get discouraged, but just know that okay, like maybe it wasn't your time. it wasn't your time to deliver it to that person. That's what you got to do, because if not, you'll become discouraged. You'll beat yourself up like, oh, I should have did this, and then this. I should have finessed this way, or I should have said this person. Like, no, it's okay. You have time to build. You have time to grow. There's always going to be another person who you can, you know, do your presentation to. So with me, it's happened plenty of times, So it's just, I just try not to beat myself up about it, because I can do that. Like, it's a flaw. You know, sometimes you're just like overly critical about your moves or your steps or what you shouldn't do, what you should not do. So, you know, so it's just like, you just gotta, I don't know,
yo,
like charge it to the game and keep moving.
Fact. I was just about to say, yo, Flocka, as many times as you heard the word no, as many times I heard the word no, we're still here, we're still breathing, keep moving, you know what I mean? Some people hear
yep.
10 times, like, it's not for me, just not knowing that 11th time they was about to say yes, man, keep it
exactly,
going.
Exactly. The blessing is literally right around the corner, and you just want to stop at that corner, like, no, look around the corner, like, go harder, like, take that extra step and focus and see, like, where your blessing is, like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And one thing that I love when someone tells me no, but then gives me the reason why they told me no. You know what I'm saying? Or give me some motivation to keep going. I'm going to say no this time, but the next time if you come with X, Y, and Z, you know what I'm saying? Then I just might
exactly.
say yes. So you go back and you give
that
them
constructive
X, Y,
criticism.
Z, and T. You know what I'm saying? You're giving them all of them. You give them A through Z. Mm-hmm. And now you've got your foot all the way in the door. You just got it. You got your name on the seat before you even sit down. So I love that
exactly.
that you just dropped for the people. But before I let you go, though, Flocka, I got to ask this question. How did you come up with the name Flocka Land, though?
Oh, oh man. It was back in 2012, and I was it was my first time in California, and my friends, we were all going out, right? So my friend, she got a little section for us or whatever, and the owner of the spot, he was like, "Can someone join you? Because our sections are out, and you guys are the most lit in here." And we were like, okay, like, who want to join our section? And how about it was Estelle? And we're looking like, what? So she just stared at us like getting lit. Then she taps me on the shoulder. I look back and she was like, "Can you teach me how to cat daddy?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Can you teach me that move? Isn't it called the cat daddy?" And I was like, "Yeah, so I'm teaching how to cat daddy and stuff." We just did a lot of like drinking that night, and we just like, I don't know how it ended up back at the house, but we did. And I was telling my friend, like, I woke up and I told her, I was like, "I think I want to change my Twitter name. I don't know, I was just inspired last night, like, we were really lit, and like Estelle was just like on us how lit we are, and she don't realize, like, we're from Atlanta, like Southside, like, we get, you know, get lit or whatever at that time we were saying." And then she was like, "So what are you gonna change it to?" And I was like, I really like Flocka, like Waka Flocka, like, I really like how he gets turnt. Because that was the word, right? Back 2012, like, turnt. So I was just like,
definitely.
I like how he gets turnt. He turns up. And it's like, and we're from the same area, like Southside. So I feel like this was all when I was still, like, you know, had a little buzz in my system. So I was just like, "I'm going to change my name to Flocka Land." And that's the story. It's no magnificent, glorious story, but that's just how it is. And I just went on Twitter, Instagram, and changed it to Flocka Land, and it just works.
That is a luxurious story. You was partying with Estelle the night before.
It was so funny, though, because, like, she was, like, she was buying us, like, you know, drinks and stuff. So I'm just like, I don't know if this was meant to be. I don't know. And then I'm just waking up, and I'm just like, Flocka. It was just, I just had to tell that story before, because, like, it wouldn't make sense me waking up just saying it. Like, it was a crazy night the night before.
Have you seen her since that day?
Huh?
Have you seen her since that day?
Wait, say it again. My bad. My phone is breaking up.
No, you're fine. I was saying, have you seen Estelle since that day?
No, I haven't. It was like a dream, but it wasn't. I haven't seen her.
No doubt, man.
Nobody's asking that question. That's so funny. No, like, I haven't seen her since. It sounded like I don't know. It was, that night was crazy. I was in California, my first time in California. So
I say invite her to your fifth year and see if she pops up.
I know, right? Let me see if I can make. I gotta make a few phone calls for that.
Definitely. I definitely would. If she comes to that fifth year, I swear you're gonna pass out. You're gonna pass out. So,
oh my goodness, that would be amazing. I might have some special guests at my event. That's why I'm just like really taking everything slow and getting everybody's schedules in order, so it could be a very big night.
I'm with you on that. Yo, Flocka, if you have your fifth and you come up with all the details, please send us an email, man. We might just catch
of
a flight
course.
And die with you. It might
of
just
course.
Be a vibe that night, for real, for real.
I definitely will. Let me tell y'all, Frontier Airlines, they be having, like, flights for, like, $30.
Girl,
so I'll let y'all know. Frontier Airlines, yep.
Spirit,
sometimes,
Frontier, all
yep.
that. I don't play.
You go to Philly, from Philly to Atlanta, it'd be like $40.
I plays no game, so just let me know. Send me that email.
Y'all think I'm playing. Everybody who's listening, go to Frontier Airlines.
Because
they have some cheap flights.
People be bougie, you know what I'm saying? People don't be trying to ride.
Yeah,
no
oh
plane.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm far from plane. Bougie. People might think I'm bougie from Instagram, whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm ratchet and I'm humble. Like, I don't care. Like, oh, this is gonna save me money. Bet I'll fly to little Frontier Airlines. It's low key like Soul Plane, like the movie, but
that's
cool. It gets you to point A to point B.
The thing about it though, Flocka, the reason why they acting like that is because they still working 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? When people were still working at 9 to 5, they're used to those 2 week checks coming in. But when you
okay to work a 9 to 5. I just don't like bougie people. I don't like bougie people. It's just like, why are you like this? Like, why are you like this? And you know you're not like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like everybody working 9 to 5, like, I feel like keep going. You know what I'm saying? Till if you don't want to work a 9 to 5, keep going until you don't have to. Or if you do like your 9 to 5, bet. But I feel like I just don't like bougie people. Like, I don't like bougie people.
But you just gave all bougie people some motivation. You told them to believe in their finesse. You just told them believe in their finesse. So now they about to keep out here finessing the people and believing in their finesse, too, all at the same time.
You're right.
But definitely, Flocka, I appreciate you coming on the Revive platform tonight, blessing our airwaves, man, dropping as many gems as you did. You definitely told the people.
Thank
something.
You.
I gave them a science lesson, too, man. I hope they was taking notes on that. But before you go, I want you to go ahead, tell the people how they can find you, your social media, if you have a website,
okay.
Things like that.
I'm going to first tell you my social. It's Flocka, like Waka Flocka, so Flocka, land, like a piece of land. LAND. You can follow my brand page, Stay Positive, at Stay Positive Inc. That's Stay Positive INC. If you're ever in Atlanta, or if you are in Atlanta and you need to know the daily moves or alerts in the city, you can follow on my Instagram, What to Do Flocka. That's What to Do Flocka. And I think that, if you want to purchase my merchandise, you can go on shoppositive.bigcartel.com. That's shoppositive.bigcartel.com, or you just click on my bios for the links.
I'm with you on that one. Flocka, I already know you about to do big things in 2018, man. Congrats on all your success so far.
Thank you.
And, man, definitely make sure you send us that email because we might just take that flight.
I definitely will. And I appreciate you guys for having me. I love blackness. I love when women get together and do uplifting and, you know, just, you know, do it for the culture, for our culture, for our culture. Because that's another story. But I just appreciate when you guys do it for our culture. And we just have to stick together and keep it in our culture, you know?
I'm with you on that, man. Stay positive. I'm definitely about to stay positive all 2018, man. I hope to see you in the
yes,
future.
Please. 2018 and beyond.
Yes, man. Have a great week.
You too. Bye, y'all.
So that wraps up a great, dope interview with your girl, Flocka. Flocka Land, make sure you guys go, man, follow her, support her. She's out here doing her thing, man. She's a millennial who is kicking down doors. She has her own seat at her own table. You hear me? She's kicking down her own door. She's allowing people to come through and have a platform, and she's giving different platforms for different artists and different people in the city of Atlanta, man. I'm definitely trying to go down there and vibe harmony. What's up?
Definitely. It's only right. It's not even no question. Definitely.
I need a vibe real quick, and I know I'm going to catch that vibe down there, man, for real, for real. Man, but we about to go to a quick commercial break. Once again, I want to say thank you to our guest, Flocka. I really, really, truly enjoyed her. We about to go to a quick commercial break, man. We are reviving your airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Wednesday. Once again, go ahead and spread that word, spread that message. We are reviving your airways every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Give us a call right now, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. We're at Revive underscore POC Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You see that? You know what I'm saying? Put my own little ad-libs in it. We gotta go to a quick commercial break. Right after this break, we'll be up with our next guest, man. Ella Speaks Volume. I'm ready for that one. You know what time it is.
Everyone is sorry. Everyone says, I won't do it again. Bottom line, drinking under the age of 21 is illegal. Drinking and driving is illegal. It's the law. There are consequences. The consequences of driving under the influence are huge. You will do community service, lose your driver's license, get arrested, do jail time. If you get arrested for DUI, the costs to defend yourself are very expensive. Your parents can be forced to pay for lawsuits, legal fees, and damage to people or property. DUI can also ruin your chances to get into college or get a good job. The law doesn't stop at drinking and driving. If you're underage, there are consequences for buying alcohol with a fake ID, for being in possession of alcohol, and for any consumption of alcohol. Think twice. Don't drink. Don't drink and drive. Speak up. Sexting is sharing sexually suggestive content, videos, or photos using any form of electronic communication. Text messaging, instant messaging, email, social media. Sending a single sext can create a long list of problems. Digital information can last forever. That private sext is no longer private. Your classmates can see it. Your teachers can see it. Your family can see it. Sexual predators could see it. Anybody can see it. Sexting will embarrass and humiliate you. Violate school policies. It could get you expelled. Ruin your reputation. Make you a target for bullies. Unfortunately, the damage you can sustain from sexting does not stop there. Sexting is a crime. Minors who send, receive, and forward sext messages will find themselves facing criminal charges. You'll be surprised by how quickly sexting goes from a misdemeanor to a felony, which sends you to jail for more than a year. Here's our point. Sexting is simply not worth the trouble it can cause you. Play it smart from the start. Don't share photos or videos you wouldn't want others to see. Don't give in to pressure. If you receive suggestive comments or images, don't respond or forward them to anyone. Instead, speak up and tell someone, a teacher, parent, or contact the police. Stay away from websites that post suggestive comments or images. If you are directed to one, leave it immediately. Be careful with people you meet online, especially those you don't know personally. Remember, sexting is a crime. It only takes a single sext to create problems that can follow you for the rest of your life. So be smart. Don't sext. Speak up.
Thank you.
to 10 p.m. I need you guys to spread the word, spread the message each and every Wednesday. We are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You can either go to tune in, you can download the app, or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit Meet Your Girl POC live on your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You already know that emergency contact number, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. We about to get a little bit into the trending topics here tonight on Revive. It's a lot trending. It's only day three. Why is it so much trending? It is only day three, and people are just out here doing whatever. People just, you know, feeling some type of way. They're taking the anger out from 2017 on people 2018 already just because they ain't start right. Just because people left them in 2017. They mad because they are the ones that got left in 2017. You hear me? So they trying to just ruin everybody else, you know, bring everybody down. They not staying positive. You know what Flocka say? Stay positive. They not out here trying to stay positive. Neither is this weather. This weather ain't trying to stay positive either. I'm in the studio drinking some hot cider right now. Shout out to my coworkers, man. She got me right. She was like, yo, drink some of this right now. I ain't playing. I was like, all right. And it actually changed my entire life, though, because I'm one that's like, yeah, if I don't like something, I don't like it. Just no way, right? So she was like, no, but for real, like, it's too cold. I need you to drink this. You walk around the office with your coat on. You ain't take your hat off yet. I was like, because it's cold. She was like, I'm going to warm you up. She gave me some of this warm cider, and I promise you, every day I go to her like, yo, you got some of that cider? Like, yo, you got some of that? But the crazy part is Tab Money drinks cider every day, all day. And every time she tried to get this to me, I'm like, no, I don't want any. Where's my tea, right? And this cider done changed my whole life, man. I'm trying to tell you, this hot cider. If you got some hot apple cider, you already know you winning. You already know you winning. Y'all had me out here losing for too long because that cider is the bomb. But Harmony, what you got on the trending right now?
Yeah, so this story that I'm about to read is very heartbreaking. A man beat his stepson to death for sneaking out of bed to get a cookie. We just going to get right into it. A Florida man is currently behind bars following accusations by prosecutors that he beat his 7-year-old stepson to death for sneaking out of bed for a cookie and then forced his brothers to sleep in the same bed with him. So I'm going to just read a little bit about this story just for those who didn't hear about this. So according to Cron, who is the son, the stepson, he was 4 years old, Bryce Russell's mom was at work when this tragic event happened. Jack Montgomery told the investigators that he disciplined Bryce after he tried to sneak and get a cookie. Quotations, while she was out working, he chose to not only physically discipline this child himself, repeatedly punching and throwing him on the ground, but threatening bodily harm upon the two brothers if they did not partake and equally discipline him. That's what the prosecutor, Matthew Smith, said to the judge. His brothers told investigators they saw Jack punch Bryce with a closed fist several times in the head and stomach. Smith told the judge Montgomery picked him up and flung him, as described by the other brothers, helicopter across the hotel room into what's kind of a cabinet, where he hit his head first and ultimately caused his brain to bleed. His brothers said that Jack tried splashing water on his face, but he didn't wake up. And as if that wasn't not aggravated enough, Mr. Montgomery took the child, put him in bed, and had his siblings sleep with him while Bryce was dead that entire night. So he's facing first-degree felony murder. That's just crazy to me. It's just sickening. It's sickening. And how can you be that upset at a child? At a child who's so fragile. I don't understand.
First, I want you to cite your source because I didn't hear what you said, where the story came from.
Yeah, so I got this from The Shade Room, but you can read more on there on theshaderoom.com, but it's also on all the news websites as well, Baller Alert, all of them, so you can definitely check out.
It's not a news outlet. Do that. You have Ball Alert and Shade Room. It's not a news outlet. It's definitely a trending current event, you know, reoccurring entertainment site, but you're not about to say that's news, bro. You're not about to do that to me, because when it comes to that, I'm very, very particular about where you should get sources from, where you should cite sources from, where you should get stories from. But I am a roommate. I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you, but you can't say that's a news outlet. That is definitely just an entertainment kind of a gossip site.
Well, let's just say that I got this story from there, but it is on all news platforms as well. CBS talked about it as well. So if you want me
Thank you. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not even saying CBS is all that. I'm just saying, don't be out here saying ball alert in the shade room is news, because I'm out here trying to put out the actual factuals. You hear me? So I just know. I ain't want to say nothing that I didn't actually mean. So just know, the shade room and ball alert people, this is a public service announcement. The shade room and ball alert are not the places that you should go to get your news. If you need to go get your news, please find other sources. I'm not going to tell you where to go get your news, because it's up to you and your views and your opinions. But definitely do not rely on the shade room and ball alert. They do have some great gossip columns. You know what I mean? They have some great celebrity stories, but they're not someone to just be like, yo, I got to go see what's going on today. Let me go straight to the shade room. Let me go straight to ball alert. Please don't do that. Harmony, I'm talking to you too, because you look like, as I'm talking, you looking at me like, why am I trying to play you? But I'm not trying to play you. I'm just saying, like, it's not news.
I do my research, so I feel as though that some of the stories that they do have on these websites are news, because they're informing you about the information that is going on, which is news.
Gossip. It's got, nobody cares who outfits look better. No one cares who husband is sleeping with who wife. Like, no one cares about that. Like, that's gossip. That's not news. I'm talking about actual factuals. You know what I mean? Something like, if you go listen to Angela Rye, you know, On One with Rye. She's talking about Roland Martin, things like that. Thank you. I appreciate that. You said it was that. You get it. But I want to get back to the story, because we didn't even address the story. But I want to get back to the story. First off, that stepfather was extremely, extremely wrong. Second of all, the mom, you're wrong. I'm going to point my finger at you, because at the end of the day, all the responsibility is always going to go back to the parent of the child. The mom decided that she wanted to go to work, and she felt comfortable enough to leave her child with her boyfriend. That wasn't her husband, that wasn't their father, nor was that a guardian to them. That was just someone that their mom had relations with. So the relations with their mom may not be the same with the relations with their son. I mean, with her son. So picture this. Picture being home and with your girlfriend's three kids. What would you do? We don't know what happened before he jumped out of bed to go get the cookie. We don't know how long it took him to get all of them in the bed. We don't. He's a 7-year-old little boy. He probably was running up and down, and that dude looked big. He looked lazy. He looked like he don't got time to be disciplined, and he don't got time to recommend. He don't got to do nothing. That all he want to do is say, go sit your ass down, and you supposed to go sit down. But that little 7-year-old boy probably had him up and down and around the corner. So at the end of the day, you have to watch who you let watch your kids. You need to be literally examining them from the time that you allow them in your child's life to the time that they leave your child's life. Or if they never leave, you need to still examine. That is not your child's dad. They will, and I'm not going to say a step-parent cannot, because my stepmom loves me. You hear me? Like, to the umph team. And I know that for a fact. My dad's wife, she loves me. So, but at the end of the day, it's like, you have to evaluate that. Not every, you know, person that you bring in your child's life is going to love them the same just because it's your child and just because they love you. You know what I mean? They can have some, oh, you look like your daddy feelings. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You piss me off one day and take it to the, you ain't my child, real quick. Take it there real quick. So definitely just a life lesson to everyone out there, you know, who is not necessarily with their child's mom or their child's father, but please just watch who you're allowing to watch your kids when you're not around, when you are around. You know what I mean? That's how a lot of things are starting when it comes to children. Children are being taken advantage of every day. Like, children truly are being taken advantage of every day because of their innocence. You know what I mean? They don't know right from wrong unless they're taught right from wrong. So if you as a parent don't teach them right from wrong up front, when someone else gets around them, you can't expect them to do the same, because you never did it yourself. So at the end of the day, please, 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 please watch who you let watch your kids. Watch who you let around your kids. Watch who your kids are talking to. Watch the interactions with your kids and other people, because not everybody's going to show the same love to your child as you would want them to, you would think they would, or what you would expect from them. You know what I'm saying? So please just be mindful of that. And all my prayers are going to that family, those two little boys who are still, you know what I'm saying, who are still here on this earth. I give you so many blessings. I'm sending you so many blessings, because you two literally, physically, you know, endured something that you're never going to be able to forget. You know, you're never going to be able to get back. You had to lay with that. You know, you talk about mental illness. Talk about PTSD. This is the black man cycle over and over. Because the guy who killed this little boy, he has some mental illness. He had some PTSD going on up in here. I mean, up in there. I said up in there. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, just watch it.
No, like, ditto to everything that you said, for real, because you never really know. And then also one thing that I want to point out is just be open to have conversations with your children, because some people are, you know, scared to talk to their parents about things that are going on at home, or at school, or with someone, with anyone. So just be open to talking to your kids, and don't be naive. Like, if you know something is happening while you're not there, then, like, address that, acknowledge that. Don't be naive, because something like this could definitely happen to you. So, yeah, just pay attention. Pay attention to detail. That's what I would say.
Super pay attention to detail. You know who else did not pay attention to detail before we get into our next guest here on Revive? I just want to drop this. You know who else didn't pay attention to detail? Spotify. Spotify is being sued right now for $1.6 billion for copyright infringement. You hear me? $1.6 billion for copyright infringement. So pretty much what I just want to run it down real quick. What the music streaming company Spotify did, they allowed over 10,000 songs be downloaded without compensation. So now everybody is going back to go get them checks, go get them coins. Like, hey, you let them people download my song and they didn't give me my 99 cents. I need all my little 99 cents. So Spotify has been sued for $1.6 billion, man. I'm definitely going to follow this story. I want to see how this turns out. And I also wanted to give a huge shout out to the Breakfast Club, man. Breakfast Club made 2017 Source Power 30 of the Year. They were on the cover. They was doing it big. They redid like the whole Nas and Foxy Brown one. I think that was super dope. And they also for the fifth year in a row consecutive, they made Radio of the Year, like Radio Platform of the Year. So that's super dope. Just know Revive is on your coattails. Just know. But we about to jump into our next guest. What you about to say?
Speaking of Breakfast Club, today is Angelique's birthday. So happy Earth Day to you, queen.
Definitely happy Earth Day to this black media queen, man. It's dope. Like, I love, I just love black women in media, because we are literally taking over. We are unapologetic. We are speaking our minds. We're doing whatever we have to do, and we're pushing the men aside. You know what I'm saying? It's not a man's world. It's a woman's world right now. It's the year. Last year was the year of women, and this year is the year of women. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Just know that. But yes, we want to jump back into our next guest here on Revive, man. I'm extremely excited to be speaking with her. She is a lyricist, man. Y'all talking about all these whack rappers, man, please stand up, because she got some bars. She got some volume for you. You hear me? I want them to stand up so she can point them out. You hear me? She got some volume for you, man. Harmony, who we got coming in on the next platform?
Yes, we have the amazing LaShawnae Smith, better known as La Speaks Volumes. She's a poet, an educator, and author, born and raised in Los Angeles. At a young age, she decided school was her safe haven. She ignored her circumstances and strayed away from the same streets that killed her father by hiding in her studies. Her dedication to her education led her to a bachelor's degree from UCLA and master's from USC. Also, just beginning her journey as an author of her first book, Naked, A Woman's Unfiltered Truth in Poetry and Testimony, and as a middle school and high school English teacher. We welcome you to the platform.
Hey.
How are you tonight?
Hey. Yes, it's Law Speak Volumes here. I am good. How are you, girls, ladies?
We are freezing.
How are you?
We are freezing. We jealous that you on the West Coast living right now. We over here.
Oh, man. Honestly, over here in the West Coast, I don't know what's going on with the weather. It's crazy. Man. So I'm kind of freezing, too.
Y'all what's the degrees over there in the West Side?
Huh?
How cold is it over the West Side? What's the temperature?
It's probably, where I'm at, it's probably 39 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Y'all feeling it, too. Y'all, we thought it was just
us. Yeah.
We over here 15, 20, man. It's freezing out here. But I definitely want to go ahead and jump right into it, man. Could you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself? I know we introduced you, but can't nobody tell you about you, like how you can talk to us about you?
Yes. Like you guys said, you know, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm a poet, author, and also an educator. I teach middle school and high school English. And I'm an advocate for, you know, women and anybody who is misrepresented and underrepresented. So most of the time, my poetry is definitely about, you know, the circumstances that we face as a Black and brown community. Yeah, and I pretty much, you know, I'm known for not really having a filter because, you know, truth is what I stand for. And however I gotta relay, you know, these messages to the people and to my community, you know, I do so in the manner that I need to. And sometimes it may come off as vulgar or, you know, some, they love to put labels on us ladies and, you know, it may come off like unladylike or whatever, but, you know, I speak from the heart and, you know, I'm passionate about my community and just us being better than what we are right now.
Definitely, man. When you come off the top, I promise you, like, it's like the bass that be in your voice, like, it just feel like it's coming from the bottom of your stomach. Like, I've really probably watched about 5 of your videos, and I'm like, yo, it's coming from her stomach. Uh-huh. Like, she pulling it out, man. She definitely pulling it out. Do you have this much passion when you teaching?
Yes. Yes, I do. Of course, I'm not, like, my students think it's funny because one of my students asked me, they were like, you know, Miss L, like, where does your voice come from? And I told them, I'm like, I guess passion makes me sound different, you know, because when I'm on stage, it's a whole different dynamic.
Facts.
And yeah, it comes from a place like deep within, you know, and when I'm teaching, you know, I teach the same way. I teach, you know, allowing my students to know that you have a voice that you should and you are allowed to use. So, you know, use it in the ways that you need to. I'm definitely the same way with my students when it comes to, you know, what's going on around us. And it's more than just English that I'm teaching. I understand that I have to be sometimes these kids, you know, parents, their counselors, you know, and I got to put on different hats to be a teacher and to be an impactful one at that. So, yeah, I'm the same way. It's just two different dynamics when I'm on stage in a classroom.
And by you being a lyricist and also an English teacher, like, how does that go hand in hand, and, you know, in your life? Like, you literally are doing, in your personal life, you live in your life, and, you know what I'm saying, in your 9-to-5, you live in your life. Like, how does that go hand in hand by you being an English teacher and then also being a lyricist all at the same time?
You know what? I think, like, me being a writer and being an English teacher, I honestly think that it all goes along the lines of the same purpose, you know, and I'm able to show my students that, you know, and in different settings, because it's a time and place for everything, but in different settings, you know, I can turn on, you know, my very strict English vernacular and, you know, be proper and all of that. But I also teach them that there is also a way that you can be informal and still get a message across, you know. And I use it to have fun. You know, my kids love the fact that I'm a lyricist. They always, you know, love to hear, you know, new things that I have and just get my point of view on a lot of things that they even see amongst each other. So I feel like it goes hand in hand, you know, being a lyricist and being someone that my students can relate to, you know, and it's not a lot of that ain't going on in the schools really. And I'm glad to be able to show them that, you know, I have two sides, but they're all flowing, like, in the same, aligned with the same purpose. So it's very interesting how, you know, my lyricism and my English, you know, they definitely go hand in hand, and it makes the classroom even more fun.
I'm with you on that. And man, I know that that has to be like an eye-opening experience, you know what I mean? Trying to teach, you know, these young kids nowadays, because they definitely think they know everything, you know what I'm saying? So how do you bring like that rhyme and reasoning to the classroom through music? Like, how do you bring that music therapy to the kids, you know, just to sometimes just to get them sit down, you know, if you hear me clap once, if you hear me clap three times, you know what I'm saying? How do you bring that rhyme and reasoning to the classroom?
A lot of the times, you know, especially when we're doing like free write, you know, my kids love to show me like all their new poems and stuff, and I allow them the time to be creative and be in a creative space, and giving them that time, you know, allows them to kind of tune in, and once I'm ready for them to focus, you know, I might let them share a little bit in the class, share their own creative writings and stuff in the class, and you know, give them their time to get, you know, whatever they need to get out to express. And then when it's my time and when it's time to, you know, learn the curriculum and everything like that, they're all for it, because I'm giving them the ability to do the things that they like to do, say the things that they like to say. And when it's time to get focused, they really get focused. I really don't have much issues in my classes, but, you know, I'm really big on allowing kids, with respect, though, I'm big on allowing them to express themselves and tell me how they feel. And, you know, we always do writing exercises and make make poems, and we have a chant for the classroom too. So it's always fun. Like, it's very therapeutic, and it's very interactive. So that always gets them going, and, you know, when I need them to focus, it's really no problem.
I'm with you on that one, man, because some creativity is the way to life, you know what I mean? And most of our youth, mm-hmm. most of our students are artists themselves, you know what I mean? You just have to bring it out of them.
Yes.
And that's why they're being diagnosed with all this other crap, because they don't know how to just, you know, tap into their inner artist, you know what I mean? Tap into something that
right.
actually makes them smile, actually makes them happy, actually makes them want to sit down and learn something new, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate more
exactly.
you know, teachers like you, and that's why I wanted to start by asking you questions about, you know, your professional career, because, like, that's big, because it actually helps to tie into your messages that you're putting out when you go into, you know, your mm-hmm. ministry. And that's one reason why we reached out to you. Like, yo, she's really doing some big things. So when would you actually say you found your voice? Like, what was that moment in time when you found your voice?
Man, it's so crazy finding my voice. Like, I look back at past videos, and, you know, my voice developed with my confidence and myself and the messages that I was giving off, you know, and what I think helped me the most is that I was giving these messages, you know, at the time I wasn't really taking heed to my own advice, you know, and taking heed to the things that I was trying to give to other people. And once I realized the power in my message and the power and the fact that, you know, I'm a growing woman, and with every day I'm living and learning, you know, I'm becoming more confident in myself and confident in just who I am. And once I started telling people who I was and stopped allowing my circumstances and other people to put labels on me and tell me who I am, you know, my voice came along with that. Because my voice is one of authority, one that is of certainty of, you know, who I am. And there's no, it's a voice that doesn't back down, you know. And I started owning it. I started owning volumes. At first, you know, Law Speaks Volumes was just a social media handle that really didn't have nothing behind it. You know, I did poetry, you know, I have something to say, but It wasn't anything close to what it amounts to now. You know, I take pride in the fact that I have a voice and I know who I am, and, you know, I'm very confident in the messages that I'm giving off to the people. And not only that, I'm confident that I am the person that I'm talking about, you know, in these in these poems, I'm just as strong as what I'm telling the next woman to be, you know, or I'm just as disciplined or as I'm telling the next man he should be, you know. So that's where my voice came on, with just confidence and certainty of who I am.
Did you ever get a time, you know, starting out that you felt swayed, that you say, you know, maybe it's not for me, you know, a lot of people are not feeling my vibe, a lot of people are not feeling my truths, you know, did you ever get a little swayed at any point?
Probably like maybe like 3-4 years ago, I was just looking at it kind of just like a hobby, you know, and you know, I didn't think that there was really a need for me in my artistic world, like, you know, and I didn't really think poetry was all that popular, and you know, people it's kind of like an underrated art form. And, you know, sometimes I felt like it wasn't as, I don't know, like important in a sense, because, you know, in the poetry world, sometimes when you're not active, you know, it's easy for people to forget about who you are, you know, especially if you didn't leave them anything to really remember. And there was a point in time where I wasn't really doing that. Like, I'll be on the scene, you know, I have like some cute little poems or whatever, but it wasn't anything as that's leaving like people wanting like more from me. So when I didn't have that sense of people wanting more from me, I was just like, nah, I probably ain't gonna do this no more. And it was a long period of time where I did stop. And then,
why you stop?
I don't know, I just found it again.
Why you stop, though? Why would you say you stop?
I felt like I wasn't confident in what I was doing. And the poetry world, you know, sometimes I felt like there, to be a poet, at one point I felt like type of poet, like, you know, kind of like the very like over the top, you know, big words and, you know, painting all these like pretty pictures with your mouth and stuff and your hands. And like, I wasn't that type of poet. Like, and I saw those people, but those are the people who got like the most like recognition, or you see like Deaf Poetry Jam, like you see like a dude who's very prominent in LA, you see a Sheehan, and he's like, you know, a word master. He paints all these pretty pictures. He's using all these big words, and I'm like, but I'm nothing like that. So it was kind of discouraging. And a lot of the times when people are doing the same thing that you're doing, and they either don't want you to surpass them, or, you know, they always make it like a competition thing. And that kind of like turned me off, because nobody was really encouraging me to be better either.
Would you say the poetry world is competitive, or do you think that, you know, that's a place where a lot of love?
I think so. Like, when you tap into certain like avenues in this poetry world, like some poets, like you find out you have competition out of nowhere. Like, you know, or some people are always like critiquing your style, and, you know, no, maybe you should write like this. You know, I had somebody tell me and one of my fellow like groupmates that we weren't real poets, because all of our poems rhymed. And we were like, what the hell does that mean? Like, you're not a real poet if you just have poems that rhyme, like, you know. And sometimes it is very competitive, because, you know, you have all of that, and I don't really enter into the slams because that's not what I'm writing for, you know. So it definitely can be competitive and discouraging.
I would have never guessed. Trust me. I thought, like, when you enter to, like, the poetry slam, all you think about is, like, incense burning, your fingers snapping, you know, just endless vibes. You know what I'm saying? I would never think behind the scenes it's, like, you know, a competition between or amongst different poetries.
Yeah. And, you know, and it is, because especially those who feel like they've been here for a long time. So basically, like, you should pay homage or something like that. You will be surprised. It'd be like the older people who just be like who makes it harder, you know, for others, and or those who just think because they're amongst this certain crowd of like poets, like they're like untouchable or something. And I'm not like I have competition. I don't look at anyone as competition. You know, I'm my biggest competition. The only person I'm trying to be better than is who I was yesterday. You know, that's how I am. So I don't really look at other poets and like their work. I just know that I am who I am. And if you hear Law Speaks Volumes, you're going to know that's Law Speaks Volumes. So.
As you're talking about Law Speaks Volumes, you got to tell me, you got to break that down just for a little bit. Like, how'd you actually come up with that? I know your first name, but I'm saying like the Speaks Volumes.
Well, the Speaks Volumes, I say, came from the fact that when I speak, I feel like I don't, you know, when people hear volumes, they think about, you know, just being loud and whatnot. And I really don't, it has nothing to do with my actual literally my volume or my voice or anything like that. It just has to do with the fact that anything that I say, you know, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. And the messages that I have for you and for, you know, any audience, I feel like they're captivating. I feel like, you know, anytime you leave me, it's food for thought. And you're always going to retract back either on my lines or, you know, the message in itself, and it's going to keep you thinking. And that alone, you know, that speaks volumes. You know, my presence speaks for me. You know, I don't really have to say much for you to know what type of presence that I carry, but Speaks Volumes just came from the fact that I have a message and you're going to hear it. Matter if you know, you ain't there for that message or whatever it is, when I speak, you know, it's going to grasp your attention, it's going to captivate you, and it's going to be something that you're going to remember. And, you know, I gave that to myself because I just believe in what I say, and I believe that it holds a lot of weight.
Definitely. And one thing I'm going to say that I took from your name, honestly, I'm glad that you broke it down for me, because I definitely went a completely different way. When I was on your Instagram, I was looking at your Instagram, and one of my favorite videos that you did, that you post, was when you did Ladies Night. You redid Ladies Night. And as soon as you came on, you was like,
that's my favorite too.
It really is. You're like, and another one, right? Boy, I thought you was mm-hmm. You sound so much like a Queen Latifah, like that energy, that vibe. Like, you had that little shoulder, your little lip was all poked up. I'm like, oh, she about to drop it. So that's what I got, right? I got that Queen Latifah out of you. So I thought that's where you was coming from on that end. But I definitely love, mm-hmm. I definitely love where you were coming from. But I definitely was like, yo, she got that Queen Latifah. Like, she ready. Like,
that is so funny. So many people say that, though. Like, they either do say a Queen Latifah or like an MC Light.
Definitely,
you got
that bass. I feel like it's coming from the bottom of your stomach. Definitely, but Locke, can you definitely stay? Can you stick around? We have to go to a quick commercial break. Can you stick around from us right after this quick commercial break? We right up with you to finish this dope interview. Is that okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right, we'll be right back, man. Right now, we're speaking with La Speaks Value. Make sure you guys go follow her right now on Instagram at La Speaks Value. We're going to still talk to her on the other side of this break, man. Make sure you guys stay with us. You're speaking with Meet Your Girl PLC. We live each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., reviving your airways. And if you got a question for my girl La, make sure you guys give us a call right now, 215-490-9832. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You know what time it is. Thank you.
Arsenic, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide. These are just a few of the 7,000 chemicals that can be traced from cigarettes. Tobacco-related deaths are expected to rise to around 8 million annual deaths worldwide by the year 2030. Put down the cigarette and don't be one of those people.
Watch this.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC.
POC, we are back live on Revive, man. Spread the word, spread the message. We still got some more. What we got, about 15 more minutes, man. We reviving airways all the way up into 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys tune in right now. Spread the word. You can go to timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go directly to tune in. You can go download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening here. Meet your girl POC, reviving your airways. And definitely go ahead and use that emergency contact number while I'm reviving your airways, 215-490-9832. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Revive_POC. But I definitely want to jump back into this dope interview with Law Speaks Volume. Hey, Law, how you feeling tonight? You still there with me?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm good.
Definitely, definitely, man. Thank you for staying around, man. I appreciate that.
Once again, of course.
I truly love what you're doing, man, with your voice. You're finding voices definitely within your students and within yourself. That's definitely, definitely, definitely appreciative. So when it comes down to creating a poem, what is your style of poem? Like, what's your style of poetry? Like, are you like a haiku? Like, what's your thing?
I'm very, like, free verse, you know, blank verse. Sometimes I really go on my mood, you know, and I'm a very I'm a rhythmic poet, so a lot of the times my poetry, you know, people always ask me if I rap and stuff like that, because a lot of times my poetry does seem like it has a rhythm to it, you know, or it could be a song or something like that. Because I'm very highly influenced by music, you know, of course, you know, one of my main influences is Pac and, you know, Biggie and just that era of music. And I'm very influenced by that. So a lot of the times that's how I write. I write with like a beat in my head, or I'll make a rhythm with the words that I want to use. So, I'm very free verse, you know, and I just write until I'm done thinking about the subject matter that I'm thinking about.
I'm with you on that one, man. So would you say that you dabble into hip hop sometime? You know what I'm saying? You was naming Tupac, Biggie, you was all naming all big names, you know what I'm saying? That's some pressure right there.
I very much do dabble into hip hop.
So when So like when you dabble into hip hop, do you put a beat behind it? Like, are you in a studio, or you know, you still flow like if it's a little bit of flowetry, poetry kind of style?
Sometimes, like I write a lot to instrumentals. I definitely write a lot. You know, wanting a vibe, and, you know, depending on what I'm feeling that day, I might turn on that instrumental and get to write into it. And then, you know, so a lot of the times I'm on my flowetry tip.
I'm with you on that. And when it comes by you saying your flowetry tip, right? I actually had definitely had one of the best times of my life vibing with flowetry, man. And I actually had the opportunity of actually interviewing Marsha Ambrosia too in 2017. That was a really, really dope one.
Oh wow.
But when it comes down to, you know, poetry, like, is there someone, you know how you just said, like, my favorite is Biggie, my favorite is Tupac. Do you have, like, a favorite, you know, someone who does poetry? Do you have a favorite poet?
Do I have a favorite poet? I do. There's this, he's actually someone that I do poetry with. His name is Hala. And he's a lyricist too, you know, and he's so dope. Like, the way his creativity and his mind is just out of this world. You know, me and him do a lot of poetry plays together. So he's definitely one of my favorite poets. And, I, you know, have to say that I very much love the Nikki Giovanni, Maya Angelou.
Definitely.
And, you know, I definitely pay homage to them, you know, just their messages and just how they were fearless, you know, and they definitely, set a lot of standards when it came to this poetry thing. So, you know, I'm in love with Maya Angelou. I watch a whole bunch of documentaries, read, you know, most of her books. So, yeah, like those are my favorite.
And the crazy part is, though, like when you think about it, Maya Angelou was silent for most of her life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So picture being a mute and then just saying, you know what? I got a voice and I'm going to use it. I don't care. Like, no one will ever take this voice from me again. And that's the reason why she, you know what I mean? She became a mute because of everything that happened. So she thought that because she spoke up is the reason why X, Y, and Z happened to her. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that she had a point or a turning point in life where she was like, you know what, my voice is powerful, and that is what she became a household name for, was her voice. You know what I'm saying? So definitely rest in peace to Maya Angelou. She was one of the great pioneers in the game, man. But law speaks volume. This is what I'm telling you guys, everybody, right now. Law speaks volume, man. So you already know I cannot let you get off these airways without blessing us one good time. Law, you gotta bless us one good time.
One good time. All right. Can y'all hear me good?
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. I'll do Pretty Brown Girl.
Pretty Brown Brown.
Pretty Brown Girl. Why you frown, girl? Is it that everybody trying to put you down, girl? You don't never let them take away your crown, girl. You the one that make this world go round, girl. Pretty brown girl, I'm down, girl. How that sound, girl? Something like a masterpiece to me. Can never go down as blasphemy, because God sculpted every part of you with a masterpiece. With a little box attached that might make them say, honey, call that the masterpiece. See, you can never be duplicated. There's always ever going to be one you to do what you do, so don't ever doubt why you were created. Skin glistening, heavily melanated. So beautiful, yet so many try to humiliate it. So many try to coincide your very existence with that of hatred. But baby girl, you better than that. Baby girl, stand tall where you at. And if they try to give you hell, you just get them up right back. And don't let them tell you something wrong with your curves or your little back fat. Because let me tell you, a real one still want to tap that. A real one still going to slap that. A real one still going to give rap that. And when you throw it back, still slap that. Yes. Very much so a hot commodity. They paint invisible pictures of you, so you walking around looking something like an oddity, meaning they see you, queen. And I'ma take
pride in who I am. So take pride in who you are like I take pride in me and tell them you deserve the finest things because you're the finest thing. Tell them you're not enticed by designer things because you're the best designer thing. Tell them lose the cap and nick his knee. Don't give in till you get the ring, but until then, press down on your dreams. Know that there's more than Video Vixens and BET, more than VH1 and MTV. Matter of fact, you know what MTV should mean? That you're more to value because you're valuable. Don't let these hater shades cloud you. Don't let these reality shows paint you like you a clown, boo. Acting lost and now all the wrong things done found you. All the wrong things done astound you. He told you to be humble and sit down, boo, because if God created one beautiful thing that is you, you better believe he can create two. Create something even more beautiful than you. He'll check you like a pay stub, wake you up without the makeup, break you down until you're no longer made up, make you look at the woman in the mirror with your face up, make you stay gracious, make you have more respect for yourself than you ever came with, make you pack light and lose all the baggage you might have hit the train with. So I ask, pretty brown girl, why you frown, girl? Is it that everybody trying to put you down, girl? You don't never let them take away your crown, girl. You the one that make this world go round, girl. Pretty brown girl, I'm down, girl. How that sound, girl?
That sounds like volume, girl. God damn, I'm like, woo! Yo,
Thank you.
Like, do you see what I'm saying? It come from the bottom of your stomach. You see how you just said that? Thank you. You know, it was a big difference when you was actually spitting.
It definitely is a big difference, though. You know, I'm very passionate about what I talk about, what I speak about, and you know, I want the people to hear me the best way they can.
Yo, La, one thing that I'm going to say right now, man, I really, really hope that you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to call it a shell, but I'm just going to use this analogy. I really, really hope you come out of that shell and go to the spoken words. Like, please go bless them people, man. Like, them people hear you reoccurring. They need to understand that this is your stage now. You know what I mean? Y'all can exit stage left. This is my stage now. You know what I mean? A new queen has come through to claim this throne. So I need you to go claim that throne, baby. Like, for real, like, don't let them old people discourage you. Don't let them old people.
I got you.
For real, I would love to come see you perform live one day. I would love to make, you know what I'm saying, make that happen, because what you're saying, like, even when you're throwing a little back fat, I'm like, yo, that used to be me. I'm like, used to be a little insecure about my black fat, right?
Okay, me too, girl.
So, you know what I'm saying? When, you know what I'm saying? You're speaking to us. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking to that little brown girl. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking to that 12th grader in your class. Like, you're speaking to us. So I need you to go bless them. The mics, man. I need you to go bless them open mics. ASAP.
Yes.
And definitely send me an invitation.
Of course.
And if you ever hit the East Coast, I'm coming for sure. But definitely send me an invitation.
For sure.
If you ever put on a show, your own event, whatever you do in 2018, please let me know, all right?
I got you. Thank you so much.
No doubt. And before I let you go, I got to let you shout yourself out where the people can find some of your poems and how they can find you on Instagram and social media and stuff like that.
What's up, everybody? It's La Speaks Volumes here. You can find me on every social platform, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever, at La Speaks Volumes, spelled exactly how it sounds and correctly.
So,
La Speaks Volumes. You know, thank you for having me. I'm appreciative. Revive Radio. You know, this has been a great interview, and I'm so loving you guys' energy, and just thank you for having me.
No doubt. And that was some quick English teacher right there at the end. Like, yeah, it's spelled correctly. It's spelled correctly. Definitely. I with you, man. Like, I wish you many, many blessings in 2018. I already know they coming your way, man. They've already been manifested right now. So, man, good luck with everything. Have a blast.
Thank you. Good luck to you. God bless.
Doubt, man. Thank you for that support, man. She came through with some gems and what was that, 22? That was like maybe 22, 24. I love music. You know what I'm saying? I love, no matter how it come, no matter how it sound, I love music. But when it comes to these fake rappers, I'm going to forever call them out when it's people out there like her, man. When she speaks volumes. So make sure you guys stand up. Make sure you guys support that queen right there, man. She's coming from the West Side, so you already know it gets real, man. So definitely make sure you guys support her. And I really wish that she, you know what I'm saying, go do them open mics this year. I really, really wish she do, because that's going to change the whole perspective of the game. You know what I'm saying? That she going to get that energy she looking for.
for. Definitely, man. But I want to say thank you for everyone who's tuning to Revive right now. Thank you for the support. Make sure you guys go subscribe to that Revive newsletter right now. Y'all, we have a show live on Sunday, that Good Sunday Morning Talk Radio. We already know we got some special guests for you guys. We got some weekly thrills that's coming up for you guys as well. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Yo, Harmony, what you got to say to the people? You got something to say to the people?
So this is Harmony, the goddess, a.k.a. your soul food, not eye candy, a.k.a. the walking incense, a.k.a. dancing Bobby. Okay, I'm like,
You so extra. You gonna say walking incense? That is kind of you. You smell like incense. That is kind of you. I ain't even gonna hold you. If Tyler listening right now, I promise you Tyler will be dying. You definitely be smelling like incense, but we ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about that right now. But I definitely just want to say thank you to everybody who's supporting Revive right now, man. We appreciate it. We're going into our second year. Man, our second year will be February 5th. February 5th is our anniversary, man. I'm not doing nothing special. I'm just going to bless the airways. I'm going to grace the airways and just be grateful that I still have a platform that is alive, because Revive is alive, people, man. Just so you guys know, Revive is alive, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We dropped that website for you guys as well, man. Make sure you guys go click on that. Click, 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 click. It's coming real soon. You'll be able to listen to all of our shows from that one site, so you don't have to keep going back and forth between different shows. So definitely we are coming with some vengeance. We're coming with some things down the pipeline to make sure that 2018 is not just great for us, but it's definitely great for you guys as well, who are listening and supporting us each and every day. So we want to say thank you for that, man. We are live Sunday. Make sure you guys tune in 11 a.m. We're going live at 11 a.m. super thanks to both of our guests today, Flocka with Flocka Land, man. Make sure you guys go follow her, as well as Love Speaks Volume, man. She definitely spoke volume today. She is somebody that I'm just feeling like, when I feel you, I feel you. Everybody keeps sliding my DMs with these mixtapes and all that stuff. No, if I ain't feeling you, I ain't feeling you. Just like Flocka said, like, you know what I'm saying? She say, yo, I got some artists. I got some space for some artists. What's up with you? You know what I'm saying? You send her all the information, but if I don't like you, I don't like you. You can't get mad because I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. You're going to get 100 no's before you get that one yes, people. You're going to get 100 no's before you get that one yes, and do not let them 100 no's stop you, because that 101 time you make that move, Just know it's going to be the thing called greatness, because greatness is a choice, and you have to continue to live in greatness, and you have to continue to choose peace and not pieces. You dig? It's Meet Your Girl POC. We come alive on Revive. We alive each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure you guys tune in. And yo, before I go, hashtag Black Gala 3. I'm about to put up a post tomorrow morning. Hashtag Black Gala 3 for Meet Your Girl POC. I'm trying to go ahead and cop some, you know what I'm saying? A little copper. Is it copper or is it gold? What is it? It's a little I don't know, man. Just hashtag Black Gala 3 for Meet Your Girl POC, so I can go ahead and get that copper and that gold. You already know. It's Meet Your Girl POC. We be back. Yo, I do have to make this correction. I do have to make this correction on air. I'm going to give it to you, Harmony. You ready? Because we got to go. I apologize. Why do I apologize? Because I literally tried to play you and say it said that Kwanzaa ended on...
Right.
On the second, but it actually ended on the first. So I apologize on that. I apologize on that one. I got to correct myself because I don't.
Right? Y'all heard that live from POC out of her own mouth.
And I don't really admit my wrongs too much. So I definitely just wanted to put that out there, because Tyler was real proud. Oh, you all lied and wrong. So yes, I definitely had to put that one out there. But definitely, I want to say thank you. Good night.